We understand that the official, although technically correct,
yes,
probably erred in terms of judgment with the call. Do you think there's anything more to this than an error in judgment?
You know, Bob, I get these calls. I get these emails.
Yes, I know.
You know, once every 2 weeks and during big soccer tournaments and sporting tournaments like this, more than that, I just can't make a comment. You know, I saw what everyone else saw. Just weird refereeing calls. Technically, I have to say, right, but I've never seen those. I've never seen two technically right but wrong calls so quick like that. But I don't make statements about people's corruption or people's taking bribes unless I've seen them take the cash, as you and I have discussed many times.
Right.
The Brazil-Ghana game in 2006, I believe, was fixed because I saw the goalkeeping coach of Ghana take cash from these guys being fixers for the Asian organized crime. So, I can't make any comment about this particular referee. I'm sorry.
But based on your experience at this, usually we assume that if there is something funny going on, it will manifest itself repeatedly over the course of a game, a match. Or is that not true? Is it even possible that an official might just wait until a specific moment? That just seems far-fetched to me, Declan.
Well, look, I did, you know, as you know, I did the investigation as an investigative journalist and things, but I also did statistical stuff at the University of Oxford trying to look into exactly this question.
Yeah.
Ideally, a good fix of any kind goes unnoticed.
Of course.
You do not want controversy. You do not want this kind of stuff going on. So even own goals, red cards, big dramatic scenes like this, you kind of want to avoid.
Yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, it's usually, well, maybe that might be an over the top too, but a player or a coach might be more likely to do it than an official, correct?
Well, except in a circumstance like this. I mean, our women bleed red for our country, and none of them would fix, you know, and games like Canada U.S. that kind of rivalry.
What I'm saying, Declan, is that
yes,
fixing in this term would be more likely to happen on a broad base for, as you talked about, the Asian syndicate amongst the players, correct?
Well, yeah, but look, I've got good sources among international referees, and one of them was refereeing at the World Cup in Italy in 1990, and they were in a secure compound that the Vatican uses, and they had the Swiss guard outside guarding this place, and it was supposed to be completely locked down, and they were getting phone calls in there from guys wanting them to fix games. So are people approaching referees at these big tournaments? Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is why I call out for more professional refereeing. You know, you need a cadre of top quality professional referees for these games who are paid really well, you know, and they travel the world. They're paid well. They're compensated properly. You know, you're not having a substitute teacher, which is what this Norwegian woman was, who suddenly, you know, bless her heart, called up into a situation where she may have been over her head. And you know, again, I'm not trying to make wild accusations of corruption at her. I just think, you know, it's a lot of pressure to the referee those games. And if you're not used to it, you know, mistakes can be made.
A couple minutes left. Quickly, Declan Hill, author of The Fix, is with us. The badminton scandal was a completely different thing. That was more
Absolutely.
Of a manipulation of a system that was wrong, correct?
Well, no, I disagree with you, Bob. I think what the good news about that badminton fix is that it's been going on for years in badminton and other sports where the Chinese dominate, like table tennis as well, where you get these internal fixes happening. And internal, I mean, by the Chinese National Table Tennis Association or Badminton Association, and they do this. And so I'm actually very, very glad that it was so obvious to anybody watching what was going on. And what I'm hoping is that badminton and table tennis take the next obvious step, which, as in, for example, soccer or many of the other, you know, paddling and canoeing and kayaking, you restrict the number of people and teams that you can have from one sport coming in, because that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to make it easy for both sides to get into the final.
We've got less than a minute, but I would say to you that the system of a round robin as opposed to a straight elimination and knowing who your opponent might be in advance created this situation. I think you can solve this to a great extent by working backwards.
I just think you have one, you know, team from each nation represented.
Yeah, well, that would help.
So you just come in. You know, so you never have the possibility of China 1 playing China 2 or Canada 1 playing Canada 2 and stuff. Yeah.